VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jonathan. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. It was B.J. Neblett who said, "We are the sum total of our experiences. Those experiences, be they positive or negative, make us the person we are at any given point in our lives." Think about some of the great experiences you've had, or even some of the terrible ones. You carry memories of those experiences everywhere, and they define who you are. So, what happens when we begin to lose our memories? That is the key topic of today's video. It's a great watch, so I encourage you to check it out. I have my own methods to fight memory loss, but I'll talk about those later. For now, let's take a look at today's featured sentence. Okay, so here it is. Exposing your brain to challenges, like learning a new language, is one of the best defenses for keeping your memories intact. Okay, I'll say it one more time. Exposing your brain to challenges, like learning a new language, is one of the best defenses for keeping your memories intact. Okay, let's go to our pronunciation tips. Our blended words this week, first we have a new. You can put those two words together almost like they're one word. A new language. And also is one of. Is one and of can blend together to almost sound like one word. Is one of. Is one of the best defenses for keeping your memories intact. Is one of. Exposing. Exposing has a Z sound where the S is, so it's not exposing, it's exposing. And defenses. When you say the word defenses, make sure that you have each syllable clearly enunciated. Defenses. Okay, let's go to our vocabulary. Our first word, expose. To expose something is to make it accessible to a particular action or influence. Here's an example sentence. Moving to a large city like Shanghai exposed Jerry to many different languages and cultures. Our next word is defense. Defense is something used to protect against attack or harm. Here's an example sentence. Vaccines are a key defense against the spread of the COVID-19 virus. And our last word, intact. Intact means complete, in the original state and not damaged. For example, this church has stood here for over 1,000 years. While the insides have been replaced and renovated over time, the outer walls remain intact. And that's the end of today's video. My mother, who is now in her 80s, suffers from dementia. So I understand just how devastating and heartbreaking memory loss can be. As for me, there are 3 key things I do to fight memory loss. First, there's physical exercise. As mentioned in previous podcasts, I frequently use Taiwan's U-Bike program. In fact, I recently moved from the suburbs to a place in downtown Taipei, so now a bicycle is my main mode of transportation to go almost anywhere. Second, there's diet. On the advice of my doctor, I cut out all the sugar, oil, and junk from my diet, and I eat lots of fruit and vegetables. Lastly, there's mental exercise. For years, I've been studying Japanese and Chinese, and while I can't really speak either language fluently, the daily use and practice of these languages gives my brain a workout to help keep it sharp. But that's what I'm doing. Now I want to know what you're doing. Are you concerned about memory loss as you age? What are you doing to fight it, or how do you plan to fight it? Let me know in the comments below, and don't forget to do your recording. I'm Jonathan for VoiceTube. I'll catch you next time.